Father, we believe you're here, Lord.
Amen.
Not just because we feel your spirit, but mainly because you promised to be here.
Yes.
We thank you for that promise, Lord.
Yes.
Where two or three were gathered together, there you'd be in the midst of them.
Yes.
Lord, we count ourselves unworthy in ourself, Lord. But we count you worthy to be worshiped. And Lord, we ask you to come. We invite you to come today to take control of this little meeting in this little place with just a few people here.
Amen.
We ask the great God of eternity to come. Take control of my being, Lord, my thoughts. Speak to us, O God.
Hallelujah.
Manifest your word.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Save the lost.
Yes, Lord.
Heal the
Amen.
Sick.
Amen.
Fill with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Help us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
May you be what you want to be, what you desire to be in our lives.
Glory be to you.
Bless each one that's here today. Bless the reading of your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. While we're standing, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Appreciate the testimonies. I believe.
Amen.
I believe God. I'm expecting God to be the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing. You may be seated
Amen.
This morning. God bless you. Glad to be here.
Amen.
You know that Brother Bram said that when the servant went out to look for a wife for Isaac, he met Rebecca, and she watered the camels. Remember that story?
Amen.
And the servant had prayed, Lord, that I'm here, I believe in your will, and I'm here to find a wife for Abraham's son Isaac, and let it be that, you know, this woman would come, and it happened exactly the way he said it.
Amen.
She came, and she was gracious, and she watered the camels, and he just praised God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. He answered his prayer. And Brother Bram said that those same camels that she watered took her to meet Isaac.
Amen.
And this same sweet spirit of Christ that we worship today,
Amen.
Is going to take us out of here.
Amen.
Amen. I love that.
Glory.
I love that because I believe that with all my heart.
Yes, sir. Amen.
This world is not our home. If you've been born from above, this world's not your home anymore.
Amen.
But you have a place. He said, if I go, I'll prepare a place
Amen.
For you. That where I am, you can be also.
Amen.
So we appreciate the Lord today. And it's nice to have Jerry and Amy with us. And for the record, I did ask him to preach today. So it's not my fault. But I'm glad to have him with us. I appreciate the testimony. God does work in many various ways.
Amen.
And we need to perceive him. You know, Brother Green preached a wonderful series years ago about sometimes we perceive him not. Job, you know, he passes by me and I perceive him not. We want to perceive God. And I believe Tim's testimony. He said, if you say with your mouth and doubt not in your heart, you shall have what you said. And I think what it takes is not just faith, but courage to stand on the Word of God. And to believe that God is God. And if we stand on His Word, we shall not be ashamed.
Amen.
And so, appreciate that. I do believe it's time for the manifestation of the sons
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
So today, what's on my heart and is looking at things not seen. And we've spoken on this many times and just want to do the best I can to get out of the way, but you know, most people on earth cannot see what a Holy Ghost-filled Christian can see.
Amen.
And the reason is that they're only looking at the things they can see with their natural eye.
That's true.
But, you know, people look at the world and they think, well, this all there is. Because that's all they can see. They're trusting the five senses. But see, a Christian has a sixth sense, which is just as real as the others, and faith is that sense. And by faith we can see things that are beyond the five senses,
Amen.
That are beyond the visible world. We actually, by faith, which is a revelation, we'll talk about that, is we see things that beyond what other people can see. So the Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So, someone in a natural man, he can only walk by sight because he can see. Now, if you picture a man who's blind, he stumbles around this world, and that's a bad condition for someone to be in, to not have eyesight. You know, I would always think that's a hard condition to be in. He has to rely on other senses because he can't see. So, but the natural man can see with his eyes, but he can't see by faith the other things that are around us. So in a way, he's a blind man, but he doesn't know it. And that's actually a worse condition to be in than a blind man in this world. To be blind spiritually and not see all the things that are happening. So we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen with the natural eye. But it's not just a make-believe. It's a real concrete thing. Faith is a substance.
Amen.
So I like to think about, you know, how we believe things all the time. Like, for instance, you believe you're going to go out into the parking lot and your car is going to start, right? That's such a simple belief thing that you believe, right? Because why do you believe that? Well, you have experience that you go out and your car starts. But in a way, it's faith because you can't see it yet. But you believe it based on experience. Now, a Christian, based on his experience with God and God's word, he believes the things that God said are going to come to pass.
Amen.
He has faith anchored in his heart, and he believes things that other people can't see. So I want to talk about that today, and I just wanted to share a little quote from Brother Branham. We believe a prophet of God came in this generation, and he talked about faith being a revelation. So you see there, he says, what is faith? Faith is something that's revealed to you, that is not yet, but you believe it will be. Faith is a revelation of the will of God. So we believe things that are going to happen, but they haven't happened yet. That's faith. We don't doubt. We know they're going to happen. Just like Tim said, I know it's not going to rain. I'm not going to run back. I'm going to walk back.
Amen.
Because he believed it.
Amen.
Works as faith expressed. He said, now faith's a revelation from God. Now faith is a revelation. There's where I want to stay just for a moment. It's a revelation. He has revealed to you by his grace. Now notice this. It's nothing you did. You didn't work yourself up into faith. You ever have faith, it's given to you by the grace of God.
Amen.
Is that right? That's scriptural.
Amen.
You're saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God.
Amen.
So it's a gift. You can't get proud about having a revelation. Someone who's proud of the revelation, maybe they don't really have the right kind of revelation, if they don't have the right kind of spirit, right? So God reveals it to you, therefore faith is a revelation, and the whole church is built upon the revelation. Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you, and upon this rock I'll build my church.
Amen.
Peter was not the rock, Jesus was not the rock,
Amen.
But it was the revelation that God gave to Peter of who Jesus was.
Amen.
The church is built upon revelation.
Amen.
Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
So it's really important. Another place, works as faith expressed, Abel by faith, revelation, no Bible in those written those days, Abel by faith offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. The Bible says that. Which God testified he was righteous. How? By faith. How? By revelation. By revelation. Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice because it was revealed to him.
Amen. Amen.
That it wasn't fruits of the field. See, Cain offered the fruits of the field. Cain worked hard plowing in the fields and creating, farming these fruits and bringing them, making a beautiful altar. And I believe if we saw Cain's altar, it would have been beautiful. It would have been like walking into a cathedral. Whew, wow. See? But he had the wrong inspiration.
Amen.
He didn't have the right revelation that it was blood God required. So Abel, because it was revealed to him, it wasn't fruits of the field, it was blood. That's why some people can believe it and some can't believe it. Some try to make believe. In an audience of people where there's a prayer line comes through, you'll find there's all good people, we'll say, and some of them are trying hard to believe, trying to work themselves into it. Some just can't do it at all. And at others, it's just by grace, it's given to them. Now there's the difference. See, that does it. That's the real revelation, because faith is a revelation from God. It must be revealed to you. I remember one time, way back, I'm reading my Bible, and I was going to go to church the next day out at Brother Sanger's, and it wasn't any kind of thing I worked up into. It wasn't anything that I tried to do or wanted, but I'm reading my Bible, and all of a sudden, I knew he was going to preach about faith.
Amen.
And I'm driving out, and I said to my brother Mark, I said, Mark, I don't know how I know, but I know he's going to preach about faith. It was revealed to me.
Amen.
So we get out there, and my brother's sitting next to me, and Brother David Sanger gets up there, and he goes, I told the Lord I don't want to just preach about anything. You know, Brother David, you know. You have to love Brother David. He said, I'm going to preach about faith today.
Amen.
And my brother's just hitting me in the side, you know. And I'm saying, I don't know how I knew, but I knew.
Amen.
God is able, the Bible said, to show you things to come.
Amen.
Is that right? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, it doesn't matter if all the denominational systems in the world and all the whatever say that's not for today. When you experience God, you say, well, it's too late to tell me that because I know it's for today.
Amen.
Because it happened to me. When they say the new birth's not for today, say too late, that's happened. It's already happened to me. When you say the supernatural's not for today, miracles are not for today, say too late, God's a miracle. You know, God is supernatural. And if you're born of the Spirit of God, you have a right to believe in the supernatural.
Amen.
Because your Father's supernatural.
Amen.
Amen. By faith, real revelation. It must be real. Let's go down to that rapture quote. But to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her. It's revealed to her. That revelation, the true bride will be waiting for the revelation of the rapture.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, it is a revelation, for revelation is faith. You cannot have a revelation without it being faith. Faith is a revelation because it's something that's revealed to you. Faith is a revelation. Faith is something that's been revealed to you, like it was to Abraham. That could call anything contrary to what had been revealed to him as though it wasn't so. Now, faith, that's what faith is. It's a revelation of God. The church is built upon revelation, the whole entire body. Praise God.
Amen.
So, people that say, I can't accept revelation, it puts them outside of how God operates. That's how he communicates to us. If you want to approach God, you can't approach him intellectually. You approach him by faith.
Amen.
For he that cometh to God first must believe that he is.
Amen.
And then second, we must believe that he is a rewarder of those that seek him diligently. You have to believe God, and you say, well, I want to come to God a different way. Well, that's your problem. You're not going to find God unless you come God's provided way.
Amen.
And that's what Calvary's all about. That's God's provided way of escape. He took our place, and if we try to approach him on our righteousness and our works and what we've done, we're never going to approach God. We all fall short of the glory of God. But when we come through Calvary and we believe he paid the price for us, he took my place.
Amen.
His shed blood was not the blood of a man, but it was the blood of God.
Amen.
That was shed. And that perfect sacrifice is what we bring that to God. And God doesn't look at the worshiper, he looks at our sacrifice.
Amen.
Now, if you're claiming your works, if you're claiming something you've done, God will look at that and say, it doesn't pass. But the Calvary was God's provided way of escape.
Amen.
That's why we hold on to the cross. And we believe with all of our might that by his sacrifice we're saved. By his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
And I love what Tim said about speaking it out. God can't do anything for us until we first confess.
Amen.
He's already done it.
Amen.
That's why the Christian, he says, I'm saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
And the person that healed, he says, I'm healed by his stripes. I've been healed.
Amen.
I'm already healed. But you have every symptom. That has nothing to do with it.
Amen.
I'm healed.
Yes.
And what you're doing, you're speaking out the promise of God. And then what do we have? This is wonderful. We have a high priest.
Amen.
He is our high priest now that makes intercession based on what we say, based on our profession. So he's waiting for us to claim his word, to speak out his word, and then he comes down like a lightning bolt to manifest that, even if it takes supernatural power.
Amen.
To do it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, it's so simple that that's Brother Branham's ministry of healing was based on that, based on saying what God did for us. Now, how does God reveal things to us? See, by his Spirit.
Amen.
It's a spiritual revelation. By his Spirit. The worldly man knows nothing about these things.
Yes.
If you're not tapped into the Spirit of God,
amen,
then this is just foolishness.
Amen.
Doesn't the Bible say the preaching of the cross is foolishness to who? To them that perish. But to us that are saved, it's the power of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Because we understand the value. It's been spiritually revealed to us.
Amen.
The worldly man knows nothing about it. It's not real to his carnal mind. But to those who have been given a revelation, it's just as real, if not more real, than the things that I see, the things that I can touch.
Amen.
The Word of God. Because we know heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God shall never pass away.
Amen.
So all the things I see, temporary, but the things that are eternal is the Word of God and the things of God. That's why he said, lay up your treasure in heaven. Because nothing's going to take that away. But everything you have treasures here, you know, it's like we always say about somebody that loves their car. That's not a great place to put your treasure, because the devil can get on some little kid with a key in his hand. And he can go shoom, right down the side of your car.
Amen.
And he just ruined your treasure. Right? But treasure that's in heaven, they can't touch it.
Amen.
Nobody can touch that. It's secure. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. I got a lot of scriptures today. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Do you love him?
Amen.
To know him is to love him.
Amen.
The only reason someone doesn't love him is because they don't know him. And thank God he's revealed things to us.
Amen.
That love him. Verse 10, but God hath revealed them to us. Now notice, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, you know, neither hath entered the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. See? For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Now notice, we have received the Spirit that which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. How do we know these things? Through the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
His Spirit, he gives us a Spirit and he reveals to us through the Spirit of God. We don't know them intellectually. A lot of people try to approach God in an intellectual way and they really don't know God because it's not really a spiritual revelation. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have, notice, but we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
How do we have the mind of Christ? Because when we receive the Spirit of God, see, through the Spirit of God, he reveals things to us, and we have access, we are tapped in now to the things of God and the mind of Christ, he can reveal to us what his will is and what's in the mind of Christ.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
I believe that even when we're being corrected by God, it's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Because we're being schooled by the master of the universe.
Amen.
We're being taught by God. He's correcting us and showing us what pleases him. What pleases us doesn't mean it pleases him, but we're learning about what pleases him, and that benefits us.
Amen.
Because the closer we can get to him, the better off we are.
Amen.
And then we can walk with him. And he walked with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
Yay.
And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. You know, isn't it amazing that this great God establishes individual relationships?
Hallelujah.
How does he do that?
Oh my.
He's a great big God.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love, look at verse 18 now, carefully, may be able to comprehend. What does that mean? That you understand. That you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Now we're going to come back to that.
Amen.
And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, he can do more than just abundantly, exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think. You can't ask too much, see? According to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, that we may be able to comprehend the breadth and length and depth and height. There's four there. It's not just length, width, and height. Did you ever notice that? It's breadth, length, depth, and height. You know, we think three-dimensionally when we look at a graph, don't we? You know, to capture the universe, we try to think in length, width, and height. But he says that we may be able to comprehend the breadth, length, depth, and height. To me, it's more than just length, width, and height. There's more to it than that. Okay? Now, I might not fully understand it, but there's more than just our three-dimensional world. And see, through Christ, we understand that. Our mind and understanding goes out that we see there's more to it than what we see.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Christians know that.
Amen.
See, Christ helps us to see much more. So for the Spirit-filled Christian, we see things that others cannot see because our understanding has been opened. We know things they don't understand, and it allows us to live different. Because we're given, by this revelation, different goals, different ambitions. We act different. We live different. And sometimes it seems strange to the world. Because they're not looking at the same thing we're looking at. They're not seeing what we're seeing. In other words, they don't see our contact. We look like Christians, Holy Ghost, look like any other human being, but they're not. They have a contact. Now, I've always used this example because we're talking about contacting another dimension that you can't see. Imagine somebody with a walkie-talkie, right? Someone's talking or a cell phone and they're going, can you hear me now? You know. What are they doing? They're contacting through another dimension to another person and they're having a conversation. Now, what if you can't see the phone and you just hear someone going, can you hear me now? They look like they're crazy. When you can't see someone's contact and they're acting and communicating like they're talking to somebody else, they look crazy. And that's why Christians look crazy to the world.
Amen.
Because people can't see you have a contact supernatural contact.
Amen.
All right? Understand? There's so much more than we see in this world. We live in a mortal body with five senses, but of course, we see more as a Christian. But if you only have five senses, you're actually trapped. You're bound into the five senses alone. And if you don't have faith or a revelation, you can't see what someone can see when they do have a revelation. So let me just look at something. If you're trapped, you can't see beyond, right? Let's look at that graph, Sean. So here's a three-dimensional graph. X, Y, and Z, right? Now, when Z is zero, if you live on the plane of Z, if you're Mr. Z, and you live in a two-dimensional plane, right, you can't see anything above or below. All you can see is what's on your plane. Show the one below, Sean. Scroll up. Okay, now there's two planes there. One plane is number three, and one plane is number one. So somebody that lives in number one, he can't see number three. They're living in a different plane. And number one lives in that plane. But they can't contact each other if they're limited by two dimensions. But a three-dimensional person can see both planes. Amen?
Amen.
What I'm trying to get you to see is we live in bound dimensions, but God is not bound by these dimensions. Amen. He lives outside of that.
Amen.
So He can come into our dimension or come out of it.
Amen.
He can travel along X, Y, and Z and see all of that and even more.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So there's a huge advantage to us that could see beyond the natural. We understand things not understood by most. We understand there is a God.
Amen.
By faith, we understand there is a God.
Amen.
How many believes there's a God?
Amen.
And we believe He's eternal.
Amen.
He's an eternal God. And that He knows, this is a revelation to us, God, because He's eternal, He knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
Say, well, how does He do that? See, we can't comprehend that in our mortal brain because we're trapped in the dimension we live in.
Yes, sir.
And we can't see the end from the beginning. But God proved He's eternal. How? Through His prophecies and through His prophets.
Amen.
And what would He do? He would actually show a prophet something that's going to happen in the future, the seer, the prophet, and the prophet would speak what he saw in the future, and then back in real time, it plays out, and it happens just like he saw it.
Amen.
Right? What does that prove? It proves that God is eternal.
Amen.
He knows the end from the beginning. Let me just show you this quote here, which Brother Branham said, which I thought was outstanding, the stream of time. He said, sometimes, he's talking about himself getting weak. Brother Branham was a prophet of God. There's no question in my mind. He saw visions. He prophesied things coming to pass. So people come in his prayer line, and he's telling them about their life. He would go back in somebody's life and tell them things that happened. You were at this doctor. He said so-and-so. And then he would tell them things in the future. How did he do that? Because he was a prophet. He was given a gift to be a seer, and God would put him into another dimension.
Amen.
And then going in and out of those dimensions made him weak. And we can see in the Bible, the other prophets had that problem as well. So Brother Bram's trying to describe it to us. Sometimes it's question in the meeting, what makes me weak? I want to answer that question right quick. There's no way of answering it. Sometimes they don't let me stay just a few moments, but here's the boys in the pit. Brother Wood is somewhere standing at the end of the line. My son, they watch me. It's an anointing. It's another world. To you scientific searchers, it's another dimension. You're going back down the stream of time through a man or a woman's life. It's the foreknowledge of God that tells me what was and what will be. So imagine a man, he's living in this dimension, but this gift in his life takes him out, and now he's literally seeing along somebody's life. Just imagine a line going from this wall, somebody's life. And here's present, and then the Spirit of God moves him down to the past, and he actually can see what happened in the past. And then he comes back and he says, was that right? And the person says, that's right. The doctor said exactly that. How did you know that? And then the Spirit of God takes that prophet down to the future and says, thus saith the Lord, you're healed.
Amen.
I saw you healed in the future.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's how it works. He was taken out into another dimension and he literally saw those things happening. Oh my, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you realize that every one of us has a timeline like that?
Amen.
Every one of us, our whole life was visible to Almighty God before we were born.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now you can get into decisions and choice and predestination, the foreknowledge of God. Listen, you had a choice this morning.
Amen.
Don't get caught up into theology. We have a choice now where we live, right? We have a choice to serve God or not. Now, if you get up in the real heady theology, people can get confused and they think they don't have a choice and it's all done by God. You know, my Bible said, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's what my Bible said. Just because he knows who will and who won't, I don't believe that means he decided for us. Amen?
Amen.
But every one of us has a timeline. You know, we should take note of that. Everything that we've done, everything that we've thought, every word, it's all recorded.
Amen.
And the judgment is not going to be just people like telling people their story when the books are open. Their whole life is going to be played before them. You know what? We need the mercy of God.
Amen.
We need Calvary.
Amen.
We need God's provided way of escape, because if we're judged, the Bible says, if thou, O Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? David had this revelation, there's mercy with the Lord. And that's why we don't trust in our works, we don't trust in what we've done, we trust in what he has done for us. That's our resting place. We trust in the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're solemnly trusting there. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, God manifested his eternal characteristic through the prophets and through Bible prophecy. Things that were prophesied, they come to pass at the end of time. You know, think about that. Light, matter and time. Brother Bram said, the three dimensions we are in, living in, is not length, width, and height. We're living in light, matter, and time. And that, you know, you could spend your whole life thinking about that. But if time is a dimension that we're trapped in, and I believe it is, do we ever have enough time? How many times do we say, there's not enough time in the day? I can't get everything done. There's not enough time. Why? We have zero ability to stop time. Time keeps going. We're going out to Luke's graduation. It was yesterday he started that school.
Yes, sir.
And now he's graduating? What happened to 4 years? Right? I used to be 18. What happened to those years?
That's true, brother. Amen.
And you know, the thing is, as we get older, we say, time's moving faster.
That's right.
But mathematically, it's because, see, if you're only 10 years old, a year is 1/10. But when you're 70 years old, it's 1/70. So it seems like it's moving faster, I think. And we're busier, right? And I told my dad before he passed, I said, Dad, it's moving too fast. He said, you have no idea. Okay. All right. I take his word for it. But doesn't time move fast? I feel like I can't stop time. Time's moving, you know, and time is short. We're trapped in time.
Yes,
it's a dimension we're trapped in. But Christians know there's somebody outside of the dimension.
Amen.
And so I want to talk about that for a moment. God made a promise to Abraham, but the promised son didn't come for 25 years. What I want you to see is time doesn't matter. If God makes a promise, don't look at the time it takes.
Yes.
That's what hinders people. because they're only looking in the bound dimensions that we're in. They're saying, it's not happening, it's not happening. Brother Branham talked about people coming to prayer line to be prayed for, and he'd say, you're healed, and by his, you know, we're healed. I saw you healed. They come back and say, I wasn't healed. He said, I thought you believed it.
Amen.
I do believe it. Well, wait a minute. If you're doubting that you're healed, it shows you don't believe it. See, when God gives you the promise, that's it. It's over. If you really believe it, it doesn't matter. You're not looking at how long it takes. You're thanking God that moment because you have it, because you believe by faith. I'm saved by the grace of God. I'm healed because by His stripes, I am healed. I'm not looking at time. I am healed. I'm looking to that day. Whenever it will be, I'll be healed. Because He already paid the price, and I believe it, and it's got to happen.
Amen.
Right? Brother Branham would have a meeting, you know, and people would be pronounced healed, but it would be days and weeks later. He said, like, the Spirit of God would go through the neighborhood, and this one was healed, and that one was healed, after it was pronounced over them. But the blind man who came through the prayer line, and he wanted to see, he said, do you believe? Yes, I believe. He said, go on your way. You're healed. He come back into the prayer line. He said, I already prayed for you. He said, but I can't see. He's like, maybe it didn't work. He said, I thought you believed. He said, you said I could see. I can't see. I thought you believed. He put it back on him.
Amen.
He said, I do believe. What should I do? Just praise God for your healing.
Amen.
So the man went back into the audience. As the services went on, he's, praise God for healing me. Now he's a blind man. So that looks crazy when you testify of things that aren't yet, but you're praising God for your healing. You look crazy. The meetings went on and he wasn't healed in the meeting. He disrupted the meetings with, praise God, I'm healed. But Rand said, leave him alone. I told him to do that. The meetings ended and he's sitting in the barber chair, and the barber's the skeptic. He's not tapped in, right? Heard you were healed down in those. Here's a blind man sitting in his barber chair. Heard you were healed down at those meetings. Praise God, I can see. And his eyes were open and he come running down the street.
Amen.
Now, we are not to challenge God's timing. We are to believe God and leave the timing to Him. Thank Him. Praise God for His promises coming to pass. They were in the upper room praising God for the Holy Ghost that hadn't come yet. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But it didn't come yet, right? It doesn't matter. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. We have the promise of the Holy Ghost. He told us to tarry here and wait until, and praise God, it's coming. Thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And they're all praising God for the Holy Ghost, and that made an atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to come.
Amen.
When you believe God and you start professing God and thanking God, He makes intercession based on your profession. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. The virgin shall conceive. Isaiah, a virgin shall conceive. How many years went by?
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds.
That's true.
But finally, that word came to pass.
Amen.
You know, Jesus was ridiculed because he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again.
Amen.
And they said, you're out of your mind. But it happened just that way. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
You know, how about in the Garden of Eden? The serpent seed, you know, he says, your serpent, your head's going to bruise his heel. It's going to crush your head. How many years later was it fulfilled on Calvary when Jesus Christ took our place and he crushed the head of the serpent?
Amen.
He was bruised.
Amen.
For our transgressions.
Amen.
Right? For our iniquities. Praise God.
Amen.
So, what's it say? Time doesn't matter. Let's show the other picture on. God is not trapped in time. We are. This is out of a book. If you ever can read some of the information from Hugh Ross, I think is a man that's tapped in. Okay, that's all I'll say. I think he's tapped into some truth. And he was answering a question about how can God speak to millions of people at the same time? Have you ever had that question? So I'll just read to you, because I know you can't see that. Just show the graph, Sean. And in the graph, what that shows is time is B. All right? So coming along this
this is all of us traveling through time. That's all of us. We're trapped. We can't stop it. God, now Hugh Ross believes God's not bound by just two dimensions, but he's many dimensions. And so he says things that just blow my mind. I can't follow everything. But God, given that God's communication link with humanity is at least two-dimensional with respect to time, then at any moment when billions of people are praying, he has the capacity to listen to each one along a timeline that runs perpendicular to humanity's. A mere split second along humanity's timeline could be indefinitely, even infinitely long on this perpendicular line. So here it is. Here, we're all traveling on this line, but any split second, God can go perpendicular. Why? Because he's not bound by time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So never doubt that God hears your prayers. Amen. Don't say, well, there's too many people. He's got infinity for every split second of time.
Woo! Hallelujah.
How big is your God?
Amen. Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. He's infinite. He's eternal. And life matters to him. Your life matters to him. Remember Brother Branham had the times of the spoken word and that little fish was brought to life? They were out in the fishing boat and they caught this little fish. It was two fish. He's wrapped over the hook and they just pulled out his insides out of the fish. And he's like, you shot your last word. And he threw him and he landed on a lily pad sitting there next to the boat. Right? How many knows the story? And God had warned Brother Branham that there would be a creative event happen and he didn't know what it was and he was wondering, and all of a sudden, the Spirit of God dropped on by inspiration. He stood up in the boat.
Amen.
He said, little fishy, I give you your life back in the name of Jesus Christ. And that fish, it was dead with its entrails, hopped up and swam down through the water.
Amen.
Now, Brother Branham said, when that happened, he had a list back home of little children that were sick, spastic children, severe cases, and all this stuff. And our human mind says, why would God use his power on that and not for all these children that are sick, right? He said, the prophet of God, God wants us to show us that the littlest things in our life matter to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the devil tell you that you don't matter. Don't let the devil tell you that he can't see you. God can spend your whole life right next to you.
Amen.
Because he's infinite.
Amen.
What's the point of today? Believe God.
Amen.
Believe the promise of God.
Amen.
Don't let time delays hinder your faith.
Amen.
God, if you know God promised it, you stand on the word of God.
Amen.
And you just watch him bring it to pass.
Amen.
You don't have to worry. You don't have to fuss. You just have to believe God.
Amen.
Confess that what he said is true.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm saved by the grace of God. By his stripes, I am healed. I've been I repented. I was baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. The Holy Ghost is mine.
Amen.
If you need an experience with God, just repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
What's the requirement? To believe it.
Amen.
And confess it, and then God brings it to pass.
Amen.
You know, they challenged Brother Branham when he said that, you know, salvation and the Holy Ghost, you know, talks about a different, you know, believing God. He said, the devil believes and trembles. He said, after you believed, you receive the Holy Ghost. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And the Baptist type person criticized, he said he got the Holy Ghost when he believed, but the Bible says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So the Baptist man says to Brother Branham, listen, Abraham believed God and that was imputed to him for righteousness. What more could he do? Brother Branham said he couldn't do any more than believe, but after he believed, he received the sign of circumcision as a seal that God received his faith.
Hallelujah.
That's what the token of the Holy Ghost is. It's a sign by God, I have received your faith. Amen. And he seals the rail car and says, this one's mine.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I like those little graphs, you know.
Amen.
They take me out of myself a little bit.
Amen.
Hugh Ross, if you want to, you know, he debates with Ken Ham and those people that say the earth had to be 7 24-hour days, and he shows them really how ridiculous they are. And what I like about Hugh Ross, he's a Christian man, and he keeps a calm spirit.
Amen.
And he's not arrogant like Ken Ham is, very arrogant man. I would have a hard time saying he's got the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The way he treats other people, forget it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, we're not to be trapped in weeks and days and hours and years. God's not trapped in time. We need to tap into God and realize if God makes a promise, it's going to happen. Don't let anything hinder your faith. We need to call those things that are not as though they were. Are we the seed of Abraham?
Amen.
Calling those things that are not as though they were. Why? Because it's a revelation to us. By faith, we know it's going to happen.
Amen.
He took my place on the cross.
Yes.
By his stripes. Do you believe Jesus had stripes on his back?
Amen.
Those stripes were painful. That pain was not in vain for me, because by his stripes I was healed.
Amen.
I'm healed because of the stripes.
Amen.
Not because of my works. Not because I'm good. Brother Bram talked about the prayer line that a sainted woman would come into the line. She's living a good life. She's a Christian. But she's having doubts and feeling unworthy. And she says, she's sick and she needs to be healed. She says, I'm unworthy, like in her mind, I'm unworthy. And she'd miss her healing. She's focusing on the wrong thing. Behind her is a prostitute woman that repented. And she said, well, that's what it says. And she'd be saved and healed right there. It just shows you healing is not based on what we've done. It's based on what we believe about what he's done. About the promise of God.
Amen.
Amen. Stagger not at the promise of God. Be strong, giving praise to God.
Amen.
Calling those things that are not as though they are. That's what faith is.
Amen.
You say, I have faith. Speak out what you believe.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 They could have made fun of Abraham. You know, 25 years he's waiting for a son. Hey, Abraham, where's that son you're talking about? He's only 15 years in. I'm going to have it. I'm going to have that son. You know, finally, faith proved Abraham was right. It was right for Abraham to trust the faith in God.
Yes.
Look at Noah, 120 years before, it's going to rain. Hey, Noah, I don't see no rain. They're teasing him. But his faith was finally right, and the faith that he had saved him and his family, and the others were destroyed because they didn't believe. Think of that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can't trust the opinions of the world. We can't trust our own opinion. We can't trust what we see with our carnal eyes, even what we feel. We must trust what we believe the Word of God reveals to us.
Amen.
What we see in the Word of God. We can solemnly trust God's Word.
Amen.
We can stand on God's Word. Let me just read some scriptures to you to encourage you. 1 Corinthians 15, praise the Lord, verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Amen.
But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Do you believe there's going to be a resurrection of the dead?
Amen.
Yes.
I believe it. Then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to destroy death.
Amen.
You know, in this life, beyond this life, there is no death. That's hard for us to comprehend. We see death everywhere in this life. But eternal life, there is no end. Praise God. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have another one waiting. Another body that we go to that can't die. Praise God. Death will be no more. Do you realize time shall be no longer? The Bible says that. There's coming a point when there shall be no more time. We won't be bound by time. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
It's such a pressure time. You know, trying to get everything done and we can't get everything done. But death shall be no more. Time shall be no more. Sickness shall be no more. We have something to get excited about.
Amen. Amen.
1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Amen.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Is that real to you?
Amen.
See, we live for that moment. We don't live in this moment. We don't live for the things of this world. All the things in this world shall pass away, but that
Amen.
Is true and eternal.
Amen.
That's the right thing to live for. That's the right thing. Put your heart on. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day.
Oh my.
See, think about 1,000 years. We think of 1,000 years, that's a millennium. That's, oh, look at all that time. We only have a limited space of time. If you live to 100 years, that's long. 1,000 years? But to God, 1,000 years, that's a one day.
Amen.
He died on the cross a couple days ago. It's been, you know, it's not exact, but it's that's what it's like to God. It's as 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's where we should live. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless. Praise God. You know, what should we live for? How then should we live? Should we be building all of our hopes here? Listen, if you're trusting in, you know, I would not want to live in another country in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the immigrants wanting to come here. See? I don't want to live anywhere else. But I'm not trusting in this country.
No, sir.
I'm not trusting in the government. Everything is going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The economy is going to fail. The natural is going to fail. The heavens shall melt with a fervent heat.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot trust in this world.
Amen.
And more than that, we're at the end.
Mm-hmm.
By faith and revelation, we realize God's gone through 7 church ages. He's gone through 7 church age messengers. We're living at the end of the end.
Amen.
What's next? Israel's in its homeland. God's ready to turn back to Israel. He's coming.
Amen.
The great and dreadful day of the Lord is at hand.
Amen.
Great for those looking for him. Dreadful for those that don't want him to come. It's a dreadful day because it's a day of judgment.
Amen.
Blameless. Titus chapter 2. Let's just read Verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Amen. See, you can be zealous of good works and not depending on good works. Amen. If Christ is in you, I believe you're zealous of good works, but you're not depending on that for your salvation. You're solemnly resting on what he did.
Amen.
Everything we do is in appreciation of what he's done for us.
Amen.
Already done for us. Amen. Not to earn anything, but in appreciation. Because we love him. We don't want to disappoint him. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 53. Let's all stand. I'm finishing here. Isaiah 53, verse 4. This is a beautiful chapter in the Bible talking about our Lord prophesying of what the sufferings he'd go through. Isaiah 53, verse 4, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
In the New Testament, they said, we were healed.
Amen.
You can say that today. I'm saved because of his sacrifice.
Amen.
I am healed. I was already healed. I don't care if the manifestation of my salvation hasn't fully taken place. I believe with all my heart I'm saved by the grace of God. I don't care if I still have all the symptoms of my sickness. I know by his stripes I was healed. And that's what I'm going to say until it manifests in my flesh. Because I believe it. God promised it. And there's one thing he can't do is lie. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never pass away. Your word shall never fail. Lord, help us not be hindered by the dimensions we live in, but by the grace of God and by the revelation and faith you've given to us, help us to tap into the truth that your promise is true no matter how long it takes, Lord. Help us to rest in your word. Lord, I ask you to bless your people, Lord. May they latch a hold of that faith that was given to them. May they yield to your spirit. May they speak out with boldness and confidence the things that you've revealed to them that are true. Thank you, O God, for the scriptures. Thank you for Calvary, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, the sweet Holy Spirit that brings us love, brings us wisdom and faith. Help us to live in those realms. May we shun the things of the world. Lord, if there's any here that has wrong desires, Lord, take evil desires from us, Lord. Sanctify us by your Spirit, that we have no longer the desire for the things that are wrong. Take it from us, Lord. For in our souls, in our hearts, we desire you, Lord, more than anything.
Amen.
Help us, O God, to crucify and mortify the deeds of the flesh. Grant it, Lord. We ask your blessings now. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's bow our heads for a moment.
Yes, Lord.
Listen, if there's someone here that's never, ever given your life to Jesus Christ, I want to give you the opportunity.
Amen.
In your heart, in your mind, say, Lord, I want you to save me, Lord. Lord, I know I can't save myself. I know I'm a sinner. I know I need you, God. I've tried in the past to be good, Lord, but I need you to come by your sovereign grace and save me. Save me, O God. Just pray to the Lord. Lord, save my soul. Lord, if there's someone that's sick today, if you're sick today and you need healing in your body, I challenge you to yield to the faith that's in you. Speak out those words in faith. By His stripes I am healed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
By His stripes I am healed. Thank You, Lord, for healing my body. Thank You for saving my soul. If you need the Holy Ghost, thank You, Lord, for baptizing me with the Holy Ghost and fire. Speak out your faith today. Release your faith today through your mouth. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Father, I commit everyone into Your hands, Lord, today. Lord, there's nothing I can do to save a man, to heal a man or a woman, Lord, but You've already done it, Lord. We're pointing them to You, God. Lord, maybe there's some here today that are backslid. They're in a condition where they know they're wrong. Lord, lift up the hands that hang down. Deliver them from all evil spirits. Satan, I rebuke thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose your hold of these people. Thou spirit of unbelief, I rebuke thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose your hold of their minds. Lord Jesus, help us today. Help us as we walk in by faith and not by sight. May we live simple. May we live humble. May we feed on Your word. And may we pray with all of our hearts, Lord, earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Grant it, Lord. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Jeremy, come. Laura, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We're living outside the dimensions that we see.
Amen.
We're, you know, the truth is, we look in this building and we see walls and we see each other, but there's more in this building than what you see.
Yes. Amen.
Do you realize if God would allow us to see? Remember, like Elijah and Gehazi and down there, if our eyes could be open, what do you think you would see around here?
Angels,
angels of God.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible said they're interested in what's happening here today.
Hallelujah.
You believe that?
Amen.
Praise God. I believe with all my heart. There's angels.
Amen.
Everywhere you go, you're not alone.
Amen.
Sometimes we feel alone, but we're not alone. God sees us our whole life. God sees you. God hears your voice. God hears your prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. We're not alone.
Amen.
How about Jesus breaks every fetter?
Amen.
Jesus breaks every fetter and He sets me free.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that one? Just a verse. So yeah, that's it. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus every fetter. For He sets me Jesus breaks, yes. Jesus breaks. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Jesus breaks every fetter. set me free. I will give God the glory. 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 For he sets me. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout.